is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Herron. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you. As always, I appreciate your time. Coach, last Friday's game at Lowndes High School was intense and nail-biting. It really felt like a playoff game. Kind of was a win-and-you're-in type of deal. Seemed like a game of two distinct halves. Take a couple minutes, if you would, and take us through how you feel that played out or what your thoughts were.
You know, it really was a playoff game for us. You know, we were in a situation where we had a chance to get in, based on a tiebreaker on points allowed. The problem with that was that Colquitt didn't score as many points against Richmond Hill as we thought.
Yes, sir.
And we knew probably midway through the third quarter that we absolutely had to win or we weren't going to be playing this week. So, it was a game that we approached it that way. We approached it like we got to win this game. So, in essence, it was kind of a playoff atmosphere for both teams and an early playoff game, I guess, and we were fortunate to come out ahead.
Absolutely. So tell us what you saw during that game that you think your team could do better overall.
Well, we didn't play exceptionally well in the first half. And that's what was my message at halftime to our kids. I said, we have not played well. We know there's areas we can play better in. We made some mistakes defensively. We blew some assignments. Some plays we could have made, we didn't make. And offensively, we weren't just on fire in the first half. I don't know. It's we started a little slow, but, the good news was at halftime we were still in the game. And I told them we hadn't played well. We're one score down. We get the ball. And we played much better in the second half. And our message to them at halftime was, we're not going to change anything. We just need to play better.
Sure.
And I think they responded well. And this group, one thing they've done, Mike, they have been very resilient. I don't know how many games we've had where we've come from behind.
A bunch.
It seems like a bunch. And I told them I'm getting too old for this. I'd rather play well the whole game, just get it over with. But it is fun to watch them and see that resiliency and never give up attitude. And they don't seem to have a problem playing from behind.
Sure.
I don't like it, but they seem to be okay with it. But we know we got to keep getting better. And as I told them, the more games we play, the better we're going to get.
So
let's keep it rolling.
So my next question was to kind of tell me what you liked about the play, but I think you kind of answered that. That resilience that they show is really incredible. It's fun to watch, even though I know it can be kind of a cardiac situation probably.
Yeah, it is. But I guess more than anything, that is what impressed me in the game, that, we didn't give up. We didn't down when we got behind. And we found a way, and that's the best thing. If you keep finding a way, then we'll be okay.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, just a couple of specific things I kind of wanted to ask what you thought about. What appeared to be our first score in the game was that, beautiful pass from Parks down the right sideline. It looked there, and what we had hoped to be our first touchdown, penalty called on that play. I think we certainly initially thought the penalty was for the hit that Parks took. Like, they laid it on him on that play. But what was it, actually a man downfield?
Yeah, they called us for one of our linemen being downfield.
Okay.
Which, I'm not sure that would have been called in most situations. But the problem was he was just a few yards ahead of everybody else. Later on we had some guys probably further downfield than that. But because he was by himself, I think the referee, the umpire, noticed it. But, yeah, we felt like there was a late hit on Parks on that as well.
Oh, goodness.
But again, that was a credit to our kids that, we didn't really get down about that, and we came back. But, yeah, that was a you know, good play design, good execution.
It's beautiful.
You know, and we all felt like, you know, yeah, we were about to be ahead 7-0 here, so.
All right, so another specific situation, just over 3 minutes remaining in the half, we're trailing 20-7, get a good drive going, get down to their 3-yard line, fourth down. Again, trailing 20-7, you kick a field goal, you're down by 2 scores, you bring it back to within 2 scores, which, you know, sounds great kind of with the way things were going at that point, but talk about the decision-making to go into, to go ahead and go for it there at that point. We'll get the 3-yard touchdown pass to Nigel Cooper to bring it to 1 score with us getting the ball.
Yeah. Well, you know, the last 2 minutes were crazy.
Yes, sir.
You know, we actually got the ball back, I think, with about 1:50 on the clock and did not, you know, we were trying to go get in field goal range. Well, we wound up, you know, stopping the clock twice with incomplete passes, I think. And, you know, so we wound up having to punt back to Lowndes. And I was not happy about that because, you know, felt like that was not a really good coaching, you know, decision on my part.
Yes,
to give them the ball back with them up 20-7. And but lo and behold, they kind of did the same thing and wound up punting it back to us, I think, with a little bit less than a minute left. So, again, we went to a 2-minute situation trying to get a field goal. That was our goal. Kids made some great plays. The offensive staff made some really good calls. And, you know, we wound up completing the pass there to the 4-yard line and being able to call timeout with 2 seconds. So, you know, originally we were going to kick a field goal.
Sure.
You know, no question. But, you know, we were on the 4-yard line. We had a little momentum. And I just – I remember looking at the scoreboard and I just said to myself that, you know, if we kick a field goal here, Lowndes is going to feel like they won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the momentum still. And it's still – we're down 2 scores. But if we go for it and make it, it's a 1-score game and we're going to have all the momentum. You know, now I didn't allow myself to think about the flip side of that. You know, if we didn't make it, I knew I didn't know it was going to be bad if we didn't make it. But, you know, the offensive guys felt like we had a good call, felt like it was something that would work. And you know, we kind of rolled the dice right there. But you know, very fortunate. Parks made a great throw to Nigel, made a great catch. Yes. You know, the line protected really well. And, you know, that score was big and, you know, gave us momentum at halftime, I felt like, for sure.
Yes, sir. It really felt like that was kind of the shift in the entire game. It felt like that play kind of changed everything from a fan's perspective. It's interesting if you think back on the fact, or, you know, as this season progresses, to know that there kind of was a point in time that allowed the season to continue. I would feel like that was it. That was really exciting as a fan to see that happen. So more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. Coach, especially in the first half, you know, penalties in critical spots were really tough. The second half, your defense played so much better, and the penalties were greatly reduced in the second half. Was that something you kind of focused on talking about at halftime, was the penalties?
You know, the penalties we had in the first half, for the most part, were effort penalties.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's hard to get on a kid when he gets caught being downfield and he's trying to block, you know. And we had one where, you know, kid running to the ball and they called him for a face mask, I guess. And,
yes, sir.
You know, I really don't know what that one was. But, you know, they just happened to be at very critical times, you know. And, you know, so I didn't feel like we had a ton of penalties, just penalties at bad times. But, you know, the main thing we talked about at halftime was that, look, we have to play better. And we had not played great on defense, and our kids knew it. And, you know, again, my defensive staff, I heard one of them say to him at halftime, he said, listen, we don't have any magic, you know, bullets here that we can tell you, any magic that we can do. We just have to do what we're being, you know, asked you to do and do it correctly. And a lot of the mental mistakes that we made in the first half, we were able to get a little bit better at in the second. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but we're playing with a really inexperienced group on defense. And very few of those kids played last year, the ones that we've got right now. You know, a couple did. But
sure.
We're playing with a lot of young men that haven't played a lot. And, you know, they'll make mental mistakes. You know, they'll make physical mistakes. But, you know, they keep playing hard, and that's a good sign. And, you know, those mistakes are getting less and less each week, I think. And, you know, as long as we keep playing and keep getting better, I'm okay with that.
Understood. All right. Speaking of penalties, just one specific one I also wanted to ask you about. So that pass interference call in the end zone towards the end of the first half, it would have seemed that it was, it was unusual that the penalty was assessed on the kickoff, because it would have seemed that if it was a pass interference call, they would have, you know, taken the penalty and gotten the 15 yards or declined it and received the touchdown. How did it work out that it ended up being a?
Well, I'm still wondering that myself, okay. Mike. You know, they did call interference. It was a good call, but the kid still caught the ball. Mm-hmm. And so my whole career, you know, you take the play or you take the penalty, but you can't take both.
Right.
Well, the official, and he was adamant about it and seemed like he knew what he was talking about, he said that rule changed a couple years ago so that if you got, you know, like you know, somebody scored a touchdown but you hit them late, or you grab their face mask or something, that you could take that penalty as well. They would enforce the penalty and give you the play. You know, and my thing to him was, I thought that would be true, but only if it were a dead ball penalty.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't agree. So, you know, honestly, if they changed it, that's the first I'd heard about it, but they did seem very adamant that that was the correct interpretation. It turned out it didn't kill us because, you know, they took it on the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
We were scared they would try to onside kick, but they kicked it deep, so it wound up not really hurting us. But, you know, again, I'd never seen that, and I did question it a little bit.
Sure. All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So after the 34-23 victory at Lowndes High School, the Cats have secured the third playoff spot in our region. This year our draw is Region 4, and we have to play, you know, that South Georgia team in Covington. You know, say that in air quotes there, if they consider them Southern teams, which is always amusing to me. But Newton High School, I'm sure you and your staff have been consuming all you can about the Rams. What do you expect from them?
Well, they got a great team. You know, they were 3 weeks ago, they were 7-0, were in the top five in the state in points scored, top five in the state in points allowed. And they wound up losing to Parkview 28-21. Next week they got beat on a last second field goal by South Gwinnett 31-28.
Oh wow!
And then got the ship righted this week and beat the fool out of Archer to secure the number 2 seed. They actually beat Grayson, who is the number 1 seed. They beat Westlake, who's the number 2 seed in Region 2, and they beat McEachern, who's the number 1 seed in Region 3. So they've got a really good football team. They have 3 receivers that are Division I players. They have a running back who's the leading rusher in 7A football right now. He's had a phenomenal year in SEC, a bunch of SEC offers, and he's just a junior.
Wow.
And they've got a sophomore quarterback that's played really well for them. So, you know, we know we got our hands full. They're big, fast, physical on defense, and just talent everywhere on offense. And we've got to go there, and we got to go there on Saturday. So, you know, we have a tall order ahead of us, but we're excited to get the chance.
Are they a power running team, or are they more of an air it out team?
Well,
some of both.
That's the problem, Mike. They're really good at both. And, you know, we watched every one of their games, and the thing that sticks out at you is if you go out and you try to defend those receivers, they kill you running the ball. if you stay in there and try to stop them from running the ball by, you know, stacking the box, then they kill you throwing the ball because they'll throw it out there to a guy and then you can't tackle him, you know. So it really puts you in a quandary. You got to pick your poison, and you know, we've got to try to mix it up some and give them different looks and maybe confuse the quarterback a little bit because you know they have a great, you know, they're I think their offense is probably patterned after Tennessee's, you know.
Oh wow.
They spread those receivers out, and if you try to, you know, kind of man them up or, you know, have equal numbers, they hand it off, and if you don't, you go out there and try to cover them, they're going to hand, you know, they're going to kill you. If you don't go out there, they're going to kill you by throwing it and you can't tackle them in space. So it makes it tough. It really does. But, you know, our motto many years in the playoffs has been if those Division I receivers and that leading rusher in 7A, if they're standing on the sidelines watching us play offense, then it certainly increases our chances.
That's good for us. All right. Well, the converse of that, you know, what are you expecting out of our kids this week? How are you? How are they feeling?
Well, I think they feel good. You know, we're physically in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. You know, that off week, I think, helped us a little bit mentally. And I think they're excited about playing. And, you know, me, I don't like going on the road. But, you know, the kids seem to like that, you know, a little bit more.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, again, we know they're good. But, you know, as I told them, everybody in the playoffs is good, you know. And you just got to win one game. And then you turn around and start over. So, I think we're going to be in a good frame of mind, and you know, I don't think they're ready for the season to be over yet.
Fantastic. We'll be right back on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best Low Country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick. Right beside Van Vape. Takeout available. 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Coach, you know, I think we all heard that it seemed that, you know, the 7A teams or the 7A classification would be playing on Fridays in the playoffs, but something kind of unique came up that changed that for us. Can you explain that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they share a stadium with Eastside.
Okay.
Newton County does. And so they had a coin flip on Saturday morning to determine who was going to play it on Friday and who would play on Saturday. Well, Eastside won the coin flip and decided to play on Friday, which, you know, again, Newton wanted to play on Friday. I get it. The only problem I have with it is you know, I'd gotten a call on Saturday morning and an email, and we were going to be the GPB game of the week on Friday night. And, you know, when you do that, there's a ton of stuff you have to do media-wise, you know, depth charts and pronunciation guides and, you know, interviews and recruiting information, all that kind of stuff. And so GPB, you know, said, we're going to pick you all for the game on you know, and he told me that Saturday morning. Well, we spent all day Saturday, of course, getting ready for that. And we also spent all day Saturday making our travel arrangements and, you know, hotel rooms and buses and all that. And on Saturday night, I get a call from GPB saying that they'd get a call from one of the Newton folks and said, well, you know, we had a coin flip this morning and, you know, we're playing on Saturday. And I said, well, nobody's told us, you know, I haven't heard anything about it. So, you know, I talked to the coach at Newton that night. As soon as I hung up with GPB, I called him, and he said, yeah. He said, you know, we lost the flip, and He said, so we got to play on Saturday. And I said, well, Coach, you know, GPB's wanting to broadcast this game. Surely that would be a big deal to your county AD. And the fact that, you know, we spent all day trying to prepare for a six-hour trip, you know, and the team that Eastside's playing is coming about an hour, you know, for the trip.
Oh, goodness.
And I said, to me, you know, it just makes sense that, that we would get to play on Friday night. And he said, well, we'll talk to him and see. And I said, well, please do. And, you know, call him back as soon as possible. And I still haven't heard from him. And so the guy from GPB called me on Sunday and said, well, he told us they couldn't get it switched. Nobody bothered to tell me. And so, you know, the problem with it, again, you know, he's got his own, you know, job to do and all that. And you know, he's a first-year head coach, probably didn't consider all the implications of us having to make travel plans. I get it. But it has put us in a bad situation in that all the plans we made for Friday, we couldn't do on Saturday because, you know, it's harder to find hotel rooms on the weekend. It's harder to find buses on the weekend. You know, plus, fact, we're playing on, you know, Georgia. Georgia's getting ready to play Ole Miss, and College Game Day's coming to Athens, you know, and you're in that same area. So it has made it extremely difficult for us. In fact, we're still working on our travel arrangements, you know, and just wish they'd let us know on Saturday morning when they found out. But, you know, it is what it is. And, again, we're glad to be playing. Our kids don't care if it's Friday or Saturday. And quite honestly, it gives this old codger myself here, it gives me an extra day to rest up and get ready for it.
All right. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coaches, is playoff prep week different than regular prep week? And if it is, how so?
You know, not really, Mike. I don't think we do anything different. I told our coaches that, you know, one of the things I think that made us successful in the past, you know, in playoffs is as the playoffs wear on, as you go in the playoffs, I think, you know, it helps if you get simpler.
Yes, sir.
Instead of more complicated. You know, you do less things, but do them better. You know, make sure your kids don't get caught up in the pressure of a playoff game and just execute the things that they know how to do. So, you know, other than that, you know, we're going to try to simplify a little bit so our kids can play hard and enjoy the moment, you know. And, you know, you try not to look ahead. You don't want them focusing on anything but that Friday night. And so, you know, we haven't discussed anything other than, excuse me, that Saturday night
right.
In this case. you know, we don't want to do anything but just concentrate on being the very best we can be this week.
Fantastic. All right, Coach, last question here, and it's probably going to be more me making a statement because I know you're not going to like this. Along with your milestone 300th win in Georgia this season, you had another absolutely remarkable streak that, you know, you've now made the playoffs every single year since 1996. You know, I only have a Louisiana parochial school education, but I think that adds up to 27 straight years. You know, you're so appreciated in this community for everything you have done, everything you continue to do for our young men. Will you tell us what those accomplishments mean to you?
Mike, you know, football's the greatest team sport I believe there's ever been invented, you know, and I'm not a fool. I know that any success that I have had that people attribute to me is because of a lot of good assistant coaches, a lot of good administrators, a lot of really good football players. You know, again, I'm glad I've been in the playoffs. I'm a coach. I want to be in the playoffs. But that statement's not exactly true now because, you know, I did have that 1 year off when I retired from T.L. Hanna. I didn't coach in 2019, and then in 2020, I was at Tennessee Tech. So you can't count those 2 years, I guess. You know, but again, you know, when you've got good players and you got a good staff, then, you know, you're supposed to get in the playoffs. So I haven't done anything that other people couldn't have done being in the situation that the good Lord blessed and put me in.
Of course.
So, but, you know, being at Camden County has had a lot to do with that success because, you know, things are easy here and we have good players, good community support and all that. So been very fortunate, you know, in being able to be around good players and good coaches and good administrators and fans. And, you know, it takes everybody to be successful in this sport. And, again, I've been very blessed in that regard.
Absolutely. Coach, well, I kind of knew that'd be your answer. You know, we appreciate you so much. I just want you to know that. Wish you nothing but luck on Friday. Can't wait to see you up there. It's going to be exciting. And go Cats. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.